You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Congressmember John Katko and other members of a bipartisan coalition in the House appear to be making progress on an infrastructure plan. WAER's Scott Willis reports transportation officials in central New York welcomed the additional attention and investment.
When the federal highway system was built more than 50 years ago, it was a top national priority. Since then, though, it's probably safe to say that maintenance hasn't seen that same level of attention.
We do a lot with the little that we have in terms of funding, and we could certainly use more.
Director of the Syracuse Metropolitan Transportation Council, James DiAgostino, says federal investment has been sporadic, depending on who's in the White House and in Congress.
It hasn't been a continuous, consistent stream of funding over that time period, and I think that's kind of what our transportation infrastructure needs. I mean, there is some continuous stream of funding, the Highway Trust Fund, but it's grossly inadequate for the level of need.
Because he says no elected official wants to be the one pushing to raise the gas tax, which is the fund's primary funding mechanism. Couple that with more fuel-efficient vehicles, and DiAgostino says the fund routinely falls short of the nation's transportation needs. Thankfully, he says Congress has found other ways to prop it up.
To bridge that gap, Congress has continually had to, you know, shift monies over from the general fund, you know. I'm not complaining about that. We've been able to do what needs to be done. And the transportation system, I can speak for New York State, is very safe and in pretty darn good shape, especially if you travel around.
Still, he says, there's not enough money to keep the system as well maintained as they'd like. DiAgostino likens it to maintaining a house.
When they need attention that can't be ignored anymore, the cost is usually greater. So if you don't put regular dollars into keeping something going along, eventually it just doesn't go along anymore, and then the cost of rehab is that much more.
The Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus, co-chaired by Congressmember Katko, has launched an infrastructure working group to come up with a set of policies to serve as a foundation to address the dire need to rebuild the nation's infrastructure. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.